If you turn to the second side of your sheets, you will see that we are going to put you to work. We've basically had the bulk of our teaching. You might be relieved. There's a lot to chew on, a great meal Satch has given us, thank you. And we're going to spend the rest of our time together trying to work out what that means as we try and apply it to ourselves, to help one another apply it, what it might look like in our church family life together. And so what we're going to ask you to do, and I'll divide you up, I think, is to, if you look at the four different ways in which somebody might be single in life, it doesn't cover absolutely everything, but it's a fairly good representation. You've got someone who's bereaved, someone who's dating, someone who is same-sex attracted, and someone who's single and doesn't want to be. So they've all arrived, we've all arrived perhaps at singleness in those scenarios in slightly different ways. And what we're going to do is, in our groups of four or five that I'm going to put you in just in a minute, is take the scenario I give you and then work through the questions to apply that scenario. Now, there are a few people here today who I know are bereaved. There are a few who are, in all of these categories. But what we thought we'd do is actually to talk about these principles with a particular situation in mind for two reasons, really. One is that it'll help us think about how to help one another. So actually we're outward looking right from the start. But also, for some of us, I think it might be quite hard to talk about our own specific situation. So it's a way of talking about all of these principles, because in many ways they apply in quite similar ways. But we can think about it in a particular setting, and we hope that along the way that will actually help us to think about our own setting as well. So let's think about how to help one another, first of all, but also as we talk about it in a specific setting, we hope actually the links across to our own setting will become increasingly obvious. So, this side, up to, say, here. So this side, if you want to split into groups of four or five, and you can, if you can turn around on your chairs, probably don't turn the chairs around, that might be one logistical step too far. If you could consider the first scenario, so someone who's bereaved, think, how would you work through the questions up to the back here? If you can do the second one, someone who is dating, and let's have this one here, someone who is same-sex attracted will come up to here, and then to the front, someone who is single but doesn't want to be. And let me just make sure we've understood the question. So, first question, hopefully they're self-explanatory, but have a think about almost how you arrived at the room this morning, just what you already were thinking, the kind of things that we might be thinking in the room before we'd heard the teaching that we've had. And then think about some of the advice that we might have had across the years from non-Christian family and friends, maybe some unhelpful things that we've perhaps even said to one another as Christian friends as well. And then 3, 4, and 5 are deliberately trying to apply the three teaching points that we've had this morning into those scenarios. And then just to help us, number 6, how might the wider church family better serve someone in your situation, as an in the scenario situation? Again, let's make ourselves part of the solution rather than just saying, oh, our church needs to do this instead. And, you know, structures or whatever might need to change. But let's think about it as family together. How might I do my part of being family better to somebody in this situation? That kind of thing. That makes sense. Any questions? And then if you are in the queue for the loo, when you come, you can start talking about it now. And in fact, but you can come back and why don't you break into groups of 4 or 5? And if you do the last scenario, someone who's single and doesn't want to be, you can join that discussion. Brilliant. Off you go. And I will call us back in. Thank you. 20 minutes. Can you appoint somebody in each of your groups just to keep you moving through the questions? You've probably only got about 3 or 4 minutes on each one, so keep moving.